Harbor Commission meeting, Monday, December 6th, 2022, at 7 p.m., Borough Hall. Call to order. December 6th, 2022. Call to order. The regular meeting of the Atlantic Highlands Harbor Commission is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of annual meetings to the Two River Times and by posting it on the bulletin boards in the Harbor Office and Borough Hall reserved for such announcements, and by filing it with the municipal clerk on January 5th, 2022. This agenda is complete to the extent known, and formal action will be taken. Roll call, please.
Mr. Baracchia? Ms. Hohenlinger?
Here.
Mr. Curry? Mr. Kraus?
Here.
Mr. Sawyer?
Here.
Mr. Sutton?
Here.
Mr. Walz?
Here. Please stand for a pledge allegiance and a moment of silence.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. The administration. Approval of November 1st, 2022, regular meeting minutes.
So moved. Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Hohenlinger?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Walz?
Yes. Approval of November 1st, 2022, executive session meeting minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Ms. Hohenlinger?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Walz?
Yes. Payment of bills from November 10th, 2022, in the amount of $207,147.15.
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Hohenlinger?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Walz?
Yes. Payment of bills from November 21st, 2022, in the amount of $184,868.53.
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
Roll call.
Ms. Hohenlinger?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Walz?
Yes. No unfinished business, no new business, there are no correspondence. There is no consent agenda. We'll go to the committee reports. Finance, Ms. Hohenlinger.
I want to thank Ms. McLean for updating my report just now, because it looks a lot better than it did when it came in the mail. So the harbor's doing really well year-to-date, and I want to commend our folks that collect the all of the different fees that you have to collect to be in such a good place right now. So we're looking forward to being able to make our annual contribution to the municipality at the end of the year. That's it.
Thank you. Leases, Mr. Sawyer?
Mr. Chair, we've started speaking with both On the Deck and Sissies in terms of lease renewals. So those conversations are ongoing, and we'll probably need executive session in January as we're closer to the renewal dates for those.
Okay, thank you. Personnel, Mr. Sawyer?
No report.
Operations, Mr. Sutton?
No report.
Clean Marina, Mr. Kraus?
No report.
Special events, Ms. Hohenlinger?
No special events report, but just I want to thank Mr. Plager for initiating the decorating of the gazebo this year again, so it will be done next week. They ran out of trees across the street, so, and but we've had a group of residents that would like to help make it a little more festive this year, so we're looking forward to that.
Okay, thank you. Reports, Administrator, Mr. Farragina?
No report this evening.
Attorney's report, Mr. DuPont?
Yeah, only that the matter with Kappa Construction is proceeding.
Okay, thank you. Harbor Manager report, Mr. Flieger?
Sure. Just want to let everybody know that the work that we needed to be
done on the Cobalt building has been done and is scheduled for inspection on Friday.
Okay, thank you. Assistant manager report, Mr. White?
The only thing I have is we have 8 of the 10 moorings completed that are in. The other two, hopefully with the weather, we have it done within the next week. We have 25 people on the waiting list, but we'll see what it looks like when the contracts all come back. We'll come back and do them.
That's great. Thank you. Now is the public portion of our meeting. If anyone in the public would like to address the commission, please raise your hand, stand up, and state your name and address. Mr. Fisher?
Mark Fisher, 91 3rd Avenue. I wondered if it was possible if we could reinstate hearing the harbor master's report like it used to be done a year or two ago. Mr. Amici is a harbor master.
Okay, as far as some of the items that they're working on at the harbor?
Information on what's been going on for the previous month. I mean, it used to be great information to have.
Okay, I you know, this ends the year 2022, and there'll be possibly new commissioners next year. No, but I have to say that, I guess. But
I'll bring it up.
If I'm still, no, I'm happy to hear that. But I will definitely take note of that and try to implement it. I don't see any reservation why we would. No, I understand. It was meaningful. We do get a copy of it. That's so it is sort of unfair for me to judge that. Okay, no, I'm okay with that. And if after the second meeting you're not satisfied, like you said, I'm sure you'll let me know. But I will try to put that in. Yes.
This is the second question. The deadline for the total building was November 10th. Was that deadline met for repairs? After the last meeting, there was a deadline set for the repairs, November 10th.
All the, I don't know if the, on that date it was, but if everything was complete. But the items that Mr. Flieger just reported on were all completed in the month of November.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you. Okay, you're welcome. Mr. Smith?
Smith, 31 Sleepy Hollow, about the Tobo building. So I think it's a little confusing. Not all the repairs are done.
No, just the items. Just the items that we had discussed
at the HVAC units, the venting, that's all that's been repaired.
Gas, the gas valves?
That's the PTAC units.
What about the leaks in the PTAC units?
Well, we're not sure if that works yet. It was repaired.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. But the repair people were out there to fix it.
It was repaired.
Okay.
It rained.
Right.
It leaked again.
Okay. Understood.
People that were hired came back again.
Okay.
And said it's fixed again.
Okay.
They found that they didn't clog something.
I know we get a little paranoid from the last experience.
Like that, so
okay.
I'm not ready to put my hand up and say it was.
All right.
Repair.
Okay.
The other thing, going back to last month's meeting, I know you guys took your vote and did everything, but I think that with this commission, it has to be more transparent. You know, perfect example. We knew that those gas valves needed to be replaced. We know beforehand that Belly's plumbing was hired. We knew that. We did that. Someone from the public ads last week, and they're told no one was hired. We just made those decisions in the back room, and I have emails.
Okay, but
before saying that they
were. So what is your point?
The point is we need to be more transparent.
Okay, understood. But when you say,
and a report is not that this,
when you say they were hired, though, see, let me just say, you know, that's not accurate. We had them come out.
Okay.
And provide us estimates. It's not hiring somebody. Okay. You get 5 estimates. Did you hire 5 people?
Is Flieger your manager?
He's a harbor manager.
Okay, so he sent me an email, 2 of them, I can get them for you, that said that we have hired Belly's Plumbing. They will be here on this day to put the gas out.
Right, but if in fact and everything was approved.
Email, let me finish, please.
Go ahead.
Another email came and said we hired Delco or whoever the people are. My point is, if you're saying that, I understand why it was done the way it was done. The gas valves were a safety emergency, but to sit up here and say, no, you're wrong, no one was hired, that's not true.
Well, I think our goal is to get the building up and running and defect free. And I think we've made some progress finally in the last month or two, after a long time. You don't think there's any progress been made?
A little.
Okay. It's not fixed, and I understand how frustrating that is. But we are moving forward, and we just can't go ahead and spend $200,000 of the town's money when, you know, we sort of got screwed a little bit by the builder ourselves, and that's the position we're in.
You guys got screwed because you didn't supervise the job.
All right, well, okay.
But to go further, I'm a tenant. I have had no other updates from anybody since last month. You came to my office the day after the meeting, or 2 days after the meeting. No other updates, and we get here tonight, and what we're told is the progress with the Cobo building is moving on. That's not a report. We don't know what's going on. What's going on?
Okay, thank you. There'll be no executive session tonight, and I'd like to say, first of all, that this is our last meeting for 2022, and I want to acknowledge Jessica, who was an employee of the month in November of 2022. Also want to thank all the commissioners and everybody who's been involved with the harbor this year. And I want to thank especially the people who attend the meetings. And I know that you people come here not because you have nothing to do, but you really want good for the town, and your feedback and your input is very much appreciated. And I hope we continue on a more positive note in 2023. But thank you. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Nay? Meeting adjourned.